Rappen Scoops word met trots vervaardig deur News Scoop.
Goeiedag, jy is ingeskakel op Biscoops vir sake nuus, plaaslik en internasionaal. Ek is Barry Maree. Op vandag se program, brandstofpryse gaan weer in Februarie styg en Shoprite Checkers neem verskeie Pick n Pay winkels oor. Die ekonoom Waldo Kriel praat oor die markmeganisme in internasionale sake nuus. Toyota belê miljoene om meer te ding in die private ruimte sektor. In beleggingsnuus, aandele van Naspers en Prosus het albei hierdie week gedaal. Het ons praat met Joe in die Chenochilo van My Broadband and Infinities oor Sandlam en die Universiteit van Wes-Kaapland se Fellows Leadership and Mentoring Program.
Ons kyk nou na plaaslike sake nuus.
Brandstofpryse gaan weer in Februarie styg na 3 opeenvolgende verhogings. Petrolpryse het in Januarie met 12 tot 19 sent per liter gestyg en diesel het met tot 10 sent. 'N swakker rand en hoër globale oliepryse dra by tot hierdie opwaartse neiging. Volgens die Sentrale Energiefonds staar 95 petrol 'n verhoging van 65 sent in die gesig, terwyl diesel met 70 tot 74 sent per liter kan styg. Ekonomiese herstel in China en koue weer in die VSA en Europa dryf die wêreld by 'n vraag aan. Shoprite Checkers neem verskeie Pick n Pay winkels oor naarmate die groep vinnig oor die land heen uitbrei. Pick n Pay het verlede jaar aangekondig dat hy 112 swak presterende winkels gaan sluit of omskep as deel van sy omkeerstrategie. Pick n Pay het teen einde Augustus verlede jaar meer as 54 konsessie- en maatskappywinkels gesluit. En alle oë is tans op die VSA met Donald Trump wat hierdie maand oorneem as president. Daar is kommer uit alle oorde in terme van sy ekonomiese beleid. Chris Hanting van die Sentrum vir Risikoontleding vertel ons meer.
At this point in time, with incoming US president-elect Donald Trump set to be inaugurated on the 20th of January, there aren't yet concrete details on a specific economic policy that he and his administration will implement, but there have been a few signals, the clearest of which is around tariffs and tariff increases on various imports into the United States from countries such as China, Canada, and Mexico, and then also possibly an impact more broadly on the US's trade agreements and policies with other countries. For South Africa, of course, the most important is the Africa Growth and Opportunity Act, or AGOA, but South Africa also exports various other goods and commodities to the US, which don't all fall under AGOA. So if President-elect Trump and his administration pursue a more protectionist trade policy, that will increase trade tensions around the world, will make it more difficult for emerging markets such as South Africa to get their goods into developed economies such as the US. But for the time being, we do not yet have concrete certainty on how exactly President-elect Trump will implement all of these various concerns and promises that he made on the campaign trail in 2024.
Ons gesels nou met die president van die Ekonomiese Vereniging van Suid-Afrika, professor Waldo Kriel. Dankie dat jy by ons aangesluit het. Prof, ekonome glo nie in markmeganisme om seker te maak dat skaars hulpbronne effektief gebruik word. Die Marginal Revolution blog het gereeld interessante inskrywings oor markte vir alles. Kan jy vir ons meer vertel?
Ekonome glo in die markmeganisme. Dit is vraag, aanbod en prys om seker te maak dat skaars hulpbronne effektief gebruik word om onbeperkte behoeftes te bevredig. Die Marginal Revolution blog het gereeld interessante inskrywings oor markte vir alles. In China het die Pinyin plaaslike owerheid in die Shandong provinsie onlangs hulle plaaslike lugruim verkoop vir $130 miljoen. In 'n 30 jaar konsessie. Dit is die sogenaamde low altitude economy, waar lugvaartmaatskappye hoop om vliegroetes te bedryf vir hommeltye, vir afleweringe en ook vir vleiende karre. Mattel het die afgelope jaar 'n nuwe weergawe van die Scrabble bordspeletjie bekendgestel. Die bord het nou twee kante. Een is die klassieke weergawe en die ander word Scrabble Together genoem. Dit is gerig op die Gen Z mark en is minder mededingend. Daar is hulpkaartjies met leidrade en die puntestelsel is eenvoudiger. In Duitsland het die Tegut supermark nou ten volle geautomatiseer, maar dit bots met wat die wet sê dat Sondag 'n rustdag is, selfs al is daar nie werkers nie. Dit lyk daarom nie of die robotte ook beperk gaan word tot 'n 8-uur werksdag nie.
Baie dankie Waldo Kregel, president van die Ekonomiese Vereniging van Suid-Afrika. Hy dien ook as ekonoom verbonde aan die Noordwes Universiteit se Sakeskool. Prof Kregel doen ook 'n daaglikse potgooi wat op alle aanlyn stromingsdienste, insluitend Spotify en Anchor FM beskikbaar is.
Ons kyk nou na sake nuus op die internasionale front.
Toyota belê 830 miljoen rand in die Japaneese beginonderneming Interstellar Technologies met die doel om liggewig vierpyle in massa te vervaardig en in die groeiende kommersiële ruimtebedryf mee te ding. Toyota se filiaal, Woven by Toyota, sal ook 'n setel op die nuwe onderneming se uitvoerende raad kry. Die belegging is deel van Japan se strewe om sy private ruimtesektor uit te brei, ondanks uitdagings om tred te hou met die reuse soos SpaceX. Toyota se betrokkenheid volg op sy samewerking met Japanse ruimteagentskap JAXA met die ontwikkeling van 'n maanvoertuig.
Kom ons kyk nou waar jy jou geld moet belê sodat dit harder vir jou kan werk.
Naspers in sy Amsterdam genoteerde filiaal Prosus se aandele het albei gisteroggend sowat 8% gedaal. Dit was na nuus dat Washington verskeie Chinese tegnologiereuse, insluitend Tencent, gevoeg het by 'n lys van firmas wat saam met die Chinese weermag werk. Die Chinese media reus se belangstelling strek oor betalingstoepassings, speletjies, sowel as sosiale media en dit bedryf China se grootste boodskaptoepassing WeChat. Prosus het ongeveer 1/4 van Tencent. Aandele van Prosus, wie se belange ook die betalingsgroep PayU en iFood in Brasilia aansluit, het gisteroggend 7,8% op die JSE gedaal. Voor ons groet, gesels ons met Joe en Dinchenno Chilo van Broadband Infinities. Ons gesels oor Sanlam en die Universiteit van Wes-Kaapland se Fellows Leadership and Mentoring Program. Joe, kan jy ons vertel van jou besigheid en hoe die Fellows Leadership and Mentoring Program jou gehelp het om te groei en uitdagings te oorkom?
The business that I run is called Broadband Infinities, and we more focus on the township and rural areas economy. We come through to develop the communities by enabling them to have access to Wi-Fi and internet connectivity, and we find that this is a digital divide that has been happening in so many years, and the little that we can do is going to help to bridge the gap between the opportunities that are available in both societies, where we find that others are not having it, some they do. So the work that we do is that gap. And the fellowship that we had with Sanlam and University of the Western Cape was extremely important to help us navigate through that.
Wat was van die waardevolste lesse of vaardighede wat jy opgedoen het uit die mentorskap en afrigting wat deur die program aangebied is?
So the mentorship program that we were paired with, these are the people who were in business or people who have done this before us and who have been mentoring for some time. My personal mentor, actually, Terrain, she has the experience over 10, 15 years doing the same thing. So this helped us to be able to kind of catapult our experience and our know-how or in-service training to help us to understand, okay, these are the things that people who worked before us were experienced, so now you don't have to go through the same way. So they were kind of helping us to kind of sponge all that information and help us grow in a way that is quite exponentially, because it's about getting that experience and helping us to understand what is supposed to be done and how can you do it better.
Hoe het jy jou deelname aan die program jou selfvertroue as sakeleier beïnvloed en watter impak het dit op jou span of gemeenskap gehad?
Being part of the program, it helped us a lot in navigating the work, the family, and obviously managing the staff that we have. It's something that we didn't have much information about, because when you start business, all you need to do is just go right on and proceed going forward. But when you have someone who comes and say, this is how you manage your finances, this is how you manage your HR problems, this is how you deal with technology, this is what you can do with SARS, you know, all those modules, they come through like the information that is just keep on refreshing your mind and help you to understand, you know, the business side of things not just, you know, running around, but putting things in place so that you can have time to refresh, time for family, time for business and everybody else in between. That helps you just to ease things. And these are things that we couldn't have known or couldn't have done if we didn't have this wealth of information and wealth of knowledge that we gained from the fellowship program.
En dit was Joe en Dinchenel Chilo van Broadband Infinities. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons aangesluit het. Ons is volgende week weer terug met nog 'n uitsending van BizScoops vir sake nuus, plaaslik en internasionaal. Ek is Barry Maree, totsiens.
En dit was nog 'n uitsending van BizScoops, trots vervaardig deur NewsScoop.